1340 96.5 KVGC. It's 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the first day of September for 2020. Well, the CHP released more information yesterday on a solo vehicle major injury accident from over the weekend. According to the CHP's report, around 2:20 Saturday morning, 22-year-old Mitchell Labenko of Plymouth was traveling southbound on Latrobe Road, north of Lawrence Road, at an estimated speed of between 55 and 65 miles per hour. Due to his reported level of intoxication, he allowed the vehicle, a Ford F-250 pickup, to drift from the southbound lane across the northbound lane and off the roadway. The vehicle subsequently collided with a barbed wire fence and a large oak tree. Labenko's passenger, 23-year-old Nicholas Darrow, also of Plymouth, was not wearing a seatbelt and sustained major life-threatening injuries. He was flown by medical helicopter to Sutter Roseville for treatment. Labenko was wearing a seatbelt and sustained only minor injuries. The CHP reports during the investigation of the accident, it was determined that Labenko was driving under the influence of alcohol at the time of the collision. He was subsequently arrested for felony DUI and, after receiving medical treatment, was booked into the Amador County Jail.
Well, a Stockton man lost his life Saturday evening in a solo motorcycle accident in Calaveras County. According to San Andreas CHP, at approximately 11:30, the Stockton Communications Center received a call of a traffic collision involving a solo motorcycle on Highway 26 near Sport Hill Road in the McCallamy Hill area. Officers responded and discovered 50-year-old Patrick Ruda dead at the scene. It was determined Ruda was riding a 2015 Honda CBR 1000 motorcycle on Highway 26 eastbound, east of Sport Hill Road, at an unknown speed. He failed to negotiate a curve in the road, drove off onto the right shoulder, and overturned, was ejected from the motorcycle, suffering fatal injury. It is unknown if drugs and or alcohol were a factor in the collision. The cause of the collision, still under investigation. At this time, there are no additional details available.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office released more information on the abduction of an 11-year-old girl over the weekend in Calaveras County. On Sunday, the Sheriff's Office received a report of a 11-year-old girl who was missing from a home off Blagan Road in Arnold. During the investigation, deputies learned that on Saturday, 11-year-old Celine Anderson went to a friend's house for an overnight visit. At about 10 p.m., the suspect, Rebecca Lynn Boyette, arrived at the residence, stating she wanted to take the girl with her. Now, this was in violation of a court order stating Boyette was only to have supervised visits with the girl. The homeowners told Boyette to leave, as she was prohibited from contacting the juvenile without supervision. Boyette complied with their request and left the area without further incident. It's believed that sometime between midnight and 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, Boyette returned to the residence and covertly took the girl. Deputies have been checking areas where Boyette is known to frequent, contacted her family and friends, coordinated with local jurisdictions regarding the investigation, and have turned it over to the Calaveras County Detective Division. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office requesting the community's assistance in locating the girl and the suspect, Rebecca Lynn Boyette. Please contact the Sheriff's Office at 754-6500 or the anonymous tip line at 754-6030 if you know of the location of the suspect. Now, Boyette is believed to have been active on social media within the last 24 hours. Now, Celine Anderson is described as standing 4 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 90 pounds, blonde with pink highlights, and brown eyes. The suspect, Rebecca Lynn Boyette, is 43, stands 5 foot tall, 105 pounds, red hair, and blue eyes. She was last seen driving a 2020 Dodge Ram pickup, white in color, with California license plate 55367Y2. Now, if you see the suspect or 11-year-old Celine Anderson, please contact the Calaveras County Sheriff's Department. Photos of the pair have been posted on the KVGC Facebook page.
Well, the Calaveras Water District approaching the finish line for its Reach One pipeline project on Highway 4 between Murphy's and Avery. Reach One, a critical water transmission facility starting at CCWD's treatment plant on Hunter Road, ending east of Forest Meadows near Murphy's. Now, the original steel pipeline installed in 1965, it reached the end of its useful life, had numerous leaks, causing frequent disruption of water service to many customers along its path. Upon completion, the new pipeline expected to operate trouble-free for many decades. Starting approximately September 28th, continuing into October, crews will perform a series of critical tie-in connections along the new pipeline alignment that will require scheduled shutdowns of the water system. Customers will experience a temporary disruption in service for approximately 8 hours, starting in the morning, with service restored that afternoon. CCWD will host virtual community meetings to provide additional updates and answer questions Tuesday, September 8th at 12 noon, Tuesday the 15th at 5:30. Additional meetings will be scheduled as needed.
Well, on Friday, Governor Newsom announced an updated framework for a safe progression for opening more businesses and activities in light of the COVID pandemic. A new color-coded reopening framework for California has big implications for the state's business and restaurant scene, which has been crushed by the ongoing pandemic and is its related economy has been in volatility. Now, the plan creates a four-tiered colored system that runs county by county across the state, allowing for areas with reduced COVID-19 cases and positivity rates to reopen ahead of more heavily impacted neighboring counties. So just what do these tiers mean for restaurants, for example? Well, Tier 1, where Amador County now sits, is purple, which is widespread. That means outdoor dining only. Tier 2, where Calaveras sits, stands for substantial and means limited indoor dining at 25% of capacity based on the certificate of occupancy or 100 diners, whichever is fewer. Tier 3, which is orange, is moderate, meaning limited indoor dining at 50% of capacity based on certificate of occupancy or 200 diners, whichever is fewer. And Tier 4 is yellow, which is minimal, meaning limited indoor dining at 50% of capacity based on the certificate of occupancy. Restaurants at each tier will have to continue with the litany of state and county coronavirus protocols as well, meaning masks and face shields for servers, keeping distance between tables, and more. Now, things are slightly different for bars, breweries, and distilleries. Those that don't serve food in addition to alcohol are to remain closed through the purple and red tiers, but can reopen for outdoor drinking in the orange tier and can reopen indoors at 50% capacity in the yellow tier. Wineries are treated as an independent category and must remain closed through the purple and red tiers, but can reopen indoors at 25% of capacity in the orange tier. The yellow tier, wineries can jump to 50% capacity. Now, currently, there is no green tier for reopening, which would indicate some broader allowances like fully reopened indoor dining, the return of large in-person gatherings like sporting events and concerts, and so on. The governor on Friday said that barring a vaccine, those allowances won't come until 2021 at least.
Well, California lawmakers Monday okayed exemptions to about 24 more professions from a landmark labor law designed to treat more people like employees instead of contractors. Now, this new legislation would end what critics had said were unworkable limits on services provided by freelance still photographers, photojournalists, freelance writers, editors, and newspaper cartoonists, with certain restrictions to make sure they're not replacing current employees. Now, the bill would also exempt fine artists, freelance writers, translators, editors, content contributors, advisors, narrators, producers, copy editors, illustrators, and newspaper cartoonists who work under written contracts. It would add further exemptions for musicians with single engagement live performances, those involved with sound recordings or musical compositions, real estate appraisers and inspectors, youth sport coaches, and competition judges. Also added were those engaged in consulting service or animal services, along with landscape architects and professional foresters. The measure cleared the Senate on a vote of 39-0, the Assembly 66-0. It would take effect immediately if Governor Newsom signs it into law.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday, the first day of September, also the first day of dove season. So if you hear some shooting this morning or later on this evening. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.